welcome to another episode of the Three Putt Schmucks.
We're a couple of average Joe golfers who are out there trying to be less bad at the game of golf.
Come along for the laughs, tears, and beers while we try to improve. Enjoy the show.
Just psyching me out to get it started.
Look, it's a weird start. Maybe it's like a famous video where this Kiwi couple are on holidays. They're in like Hawaii or something, and he's standing next to a statue, and he's trying to record him doing like the Maui, like with the tongue out. He's like,
and she's no, like, I think she's stitched him up. I think he wants a photo of him like pulling the face, and she's just filming him trying to pull the face.
And she says to him, "Tell me when." And he's like pulling the face. He's like, "The."
No. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Sorry, everyone. We don't have a video of this recording as we're going, but
no.
We would put something out there.
Great content for a podcast. No good. Well, happy Wednesday.
When?
Today?
It feels like it's been a long time since we've sat down face-to-face and had a chat, but really it's only been a few days.
Three sleeps.
Yeah. Well,
we were in each other's pockets for 48 hours.
Yeah, the weekend that has just passed, we had our boys' golf trip at Nelson Bay, which
we did.
I mean, there could be a lot to discuss about that weekend, and that's why we're here. We're here to unload and discuss how we went, I suppose. What do you think?
Yeah, mostly on the golfing front. Yeah, I think there's a lot to unpack, especially for you, mate. You've a new record has been set for the Schmucks.
Yeah, I have definitely slipped into a slump. Really bad slump.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what was going on. It was like, I can't remember if it was day one or day two, but it was like the first hole and you got a blowout and you're like, first hole, got a blowout, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I think we were playing with Bowen and I was like, mate, here we go.
Yeah.
He's in his head. It's hole one.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm in a real pickle here.
Yeah, you weren't hitting the ball at all.
I wasn't hitting it. Like, yeah, like I feel like I had maybe three good hits the whole weekend. Like on the fairway, I couldn't do anything apart from with my 5 wood. I've hit that a few times pretty well, but that's it, dude. I feel like short game, completely out the window. Putting was useless. Driving was terrible. Nothing worked.
Yeah. What did you end up hitting on Saturday?
Well, 111.
Yeah, geez. And considering you were like in the 90s. So this is where, like, when I went into the weekend, I looked at the slope ratings of the courses compared to Gosford to get a gauge, because I was like, if I'm averaging like 102 at Gosford, then anywhere that's like maybe 105 to 110 is probably adequate. Like, it's probably even.
Yeah.
But then when we finished the round at Nelson Bay, I felt like I could have done a lot better.
Mm.
A lot better. Like, I finished with a 109, right?
Yeah.
But I was looking at the scorecard. I'm just going to open it up again because I was on the wrong one. I only had 1 3-putt in the whole day.
Yeah, wow.
There was a lot of good things happening. And that 1 3-putt, I don't know if you remember it, but that was on the 4th. And I would have sunk the second putt, but it hit the pin and jumped back out.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah. And there was a few unfortunate things that were happening. And I wasn't really striking the ball that well.
Yeah. I think
it just felt like a weird weekend, hey?
Felt like, because I had a, you know, obviously on the way home, I was just trying to like just go over in my head like what happened that weekend to make it feel like that. It felt I think it's for one, like we don't really ever play golf in those situations where you're surrounded by all your mates, and it's like it's usually like you're playing with someone random or by yourself, or it's never really in that group situation, which I feel could have like thrown it definitely threw me. I just like didn't have my head in it at all the whole weekend, to be fair. Just yeah,
I felt like a little bit annoying, to be honest, and like nothing against anyone.
Yeah,
but like I'm used to playing on my own or with a random person.
Yeah,
where it's like high levels of etiquette. And then all of a sudden you're standing on a tee box and you've got your mate in your ear going like, hey, don't hit it in the water.
Yeah, I know. And just like...
And it's all those little subtle digs and chirps and...
Yeah, threw me.
Rattled me.
I definitely like when you're on the tee box and you know that there are people behind you just whispering in bets about how you're going to hit it. Like
the bets were rough, dude. Like there was one with Bowen on a par three. I bet with him he was going to hit it in the water. And he was like, no way. And he did. And then he went double or nothing and did it again.
I know.
It's, yeah.
It didn't feel right.
It's not a good way to go play golf.
No.
We can't, in hindsight, we probably shouldn't hold ourselves to too high of a standard, considering that there was a bit on.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't really warrant your score on the Sunday.
Yeah, I just...
Which, are you going to say that out loud or are you going to tell everybody?
130. 130 people. 60 and 70. And like the back, I was just gone. I was so gone. I just like... I tried to like reset and hit how I know I can hit and I just couldn't hit a thing. I just couldn't hit it. So... Like, to be honest, Tom, I actually don't know where to go from here after that. Like the way that I went and how I was, and I keep saying how much I want to change and all this stuff, but like it just keeps coming back and I just don't know what to do. Honestly, I don't know where I'm at and what I can do. I don't know, just go better.
Yeah, it's... It was really hard watching you go into these like bad spells where you could just see like your mindset was just, and me and Ro, we were talking about it at one point and it's like, he's gone.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try and be like, hey, you need to settle down and like bring yourself back into this. Cause you probably would have just given me an earful.
Yeah. I mean, like it's funny. Cause like I see other people get really angry as well and like have huge blowouts and all this sort of stuff, but then it's just like, you know, 1 minute later it's they're fine. And like for me, I just can't, I'm just so stuck in my head sometimes, and that's just
yeah I find I have to get it out.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I get angry and I'll just snap my tee in my pocket and throw it in the bin or just something stupid. But like it's sometimes it's just that little bit of get the anger out, get the frustration out and move on.
I feel like that.
Because there was, because especially like on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Sorry. You go.
I was just going to say, like, I feel like that doesn't work for me. Like if I get angry and like yell out or swear or throw something or whatever, I think that makes it worse. So that's where I try and like not say anything and just try and like go quiet and just try and like talk in my head myself out of it instead of like, I don't know, physically getting angrier. Cause I feel like if I physically get angry, then my head will follow. And that's, so maybe it was a good chance for me to try some different things while I'm out there. But obviously I just, maybe I was overthinking it. And then that's where my golf just went out the window because I wasn't even thinking about golf. I was just thinking about how my head was.
Yeah, it could be. For sure. It's especially on the Sunday, like it was a challenging course. So we're consistently being challenged and then it's like, I'm not hitting the ball well and now I've got all these obstacles I've got to try and hit around.
Mm. Yeah, so like,
you know, like there was that one hole we walked up to. I think it was the eighth at the Horizons and had those two big fairway bunkers right in the middle of the fairway, at like one was at like 190 and one was at 220.
Yeah.
And I made a joke to everyone being like, hey guys, there's two bunkers right in the center of this fairway at like 200 out, but we'll be fine because none of us have been hitting the middle today. And then I proceed to slot my drive straight in the first one.
Yeah.
And then you make a smart ass comment to me going like, hey, don't forget there's the next one there. And I try to clear it and I hit it. So it's like, yeah. Little things like that rattle you and then you try to get out of it and your buddy's there giving you lip and you just can't.
I think the One of the hard parts was like you're on the tee box and you can hear people taking bets on how you're going to go. And that was very tough.
Yeah.
And like I can't talk because I was doing the same thing. So.
Yeah, that for me was like the funnest part of the whole weekend.
Yeah. You know what was really interesting though? The first hole of Horizons, everyone hit it so well. Like every single one of us drove well on that first hole because we were like, there was nothing before it. And we just got there. Everyone was in a good mood. Tee up.
Yeah.
And so
morale was so high walking down to that first tee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it may come back to that. What we mentioned a couple episodes ago where you go, every ball you hit wants to feel like your first hit of the day, even because there's nothing from before that hit that you can bring into it. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think there was just a sense of, we were just all excited to be playing there because it was a really nice course, but we all kind of wanted each other to do well as well.
Yeah.
There's like, I think our group of friends are pretty good like that. We're not the kind of sit there and be like, oh, I hope he has a bad day here and we can watch Tim get angry and shoot 130. Wouldn't that be funny? Like none of us kind of want that for each other.
Yeah.
If anything, we'd want everyone to be good so we could be competitive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In a
positive way. So it's, I think, yeah. But then when people start going down rabbit holes, you roll with it.
You roll with it.
But this is where I think, we'll get into this when we record a Schmuckboard episode for Horizons. I think the course generally was pretty forgiving. Like you said we all hit good tee shots off the first tee. That was a big lot of fairway for us to land on.
Yeah.
And even if you went a little bit rogue, it was kind of half safe in a lot of areas.
Yeah. I mean, I lost a lot of shots in the bunkers there. I've never seen so many bunkers at a golf course in my life, like fairway bunkers as well. And
yeah, it was like, challenging.
That was, and they were deep. Some of them were really deep. Like,
yeah,
I got stuck in it two shots and I ended up having to like hit backwards out of it because I just couldn't get out of how steep it was. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that contributed. Like, there was a lot of things that contributed to that terrible score, but.
Yeah. I don't know. That was one of my favorite things about Horizons, and it's what James spoke about in his episode, was at Magenta. Like, everything's there for a reason.
Mm.
There was no part of that course that was like, oh, we're just going to throw in an extra bunker here. It's like every single one of them, you're looking at it being like, this is a genuine hazard that I want to avoid.
Yeah. And yeah, I guess it might just show where we're at, like to play at a course like that. Obviously not good enough yet to be competitive in it.
See, I disagree. I was thinking before this that like I would love to get back there, just the two of us.
Mm.
Again on like a Sunday morning, get there an hour before. They've got a full-size range out the back.
Yeah.
Hit a bucket of balls each, not be hungover on short sleep. For me, not be on my third game of the weekend and be fatigued and have another crack. Because I ended up shooting 114 there.
Yeah.
And I had like three or four blowouts and I think it was like three putts, I think.
Yeah.
But like I didn't hit a single par three green. I was barely hitting the fairway. And I still got 114 on a course that's like 1,000 meters longer than Gosford.
Yeah.
It's, I think if we went back there in better condition on a Sunday, I reckon we'd go okay.
Mm.
It's worth want to go back.
It's worth a shot. I want to redeem myself. I want to go, and I've like I've never played two days in a row 18 ever.
Yeah.
So that was a new experience as well.
Yeah, I was. That was the other thing I was thinking about. It was like how much was fatigue playing into it.
Yeah, and like fueling, like that day, all I had was a sausage roll and Gatorade.
Yeah,
like probably
for sure.
Probably didn't eat enough, and yeah, I mean, there's so many things that can come into it, isn't there? There's
definitely there's
so many variables that can really direct how you go for the day.
Definitely, I think we try and book it in for before the end of this year if we can, and get back there to redeem ourselves, because I'd be so intrigued to see how we went again in a different environment, a little bit better prepared, a little more laid back.
Yeah.
Not on our second/third game of the weekend.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a different kettle of fish.
So do I.
Because I was finding in the start of the round, both days, my front nine was heaps more controlled than my back nine.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So, that's how I felt.
Yeah. But anyway, there'll be a schmuck board / schmuck KPI episode for each course.
Yeah, and so speaking of the schmuck board, on Saturday, we actually have recorded a schmuck board of the Nelson Bay Christmas Bush 18.
We have.
And I guess this episode could be just a forewarning if you are going to listen to the Schmuck Board episode. Just be warned. Yeah. It is on a Saturday night with five of our closest mates and maybe a bit of Thai food, a couple of bowls of bread. We get a nudge.
There's a bit of rubbish getting thrown around in there, but it's... Yeah, I listened back to it. It's a little bit, it's not completely incoherent. Like it's together, but there was a lot of differing opinions. So I think when we go to do the Horizons schmuck board, we should probably just double check those scores, because I think we might have gone a bit rogue.
Yeah, potentially.
Here and there, we might have to sharpen it up a bit.
It's an interesting listen. So if you're a part of the schmuck, the three-part schmucks, and you've been listening, then yeah. We're not sure what we're going to title it, but I think it should be titled The Christmas Bush.
Yeah, well, I've actually been thinking about that as well. I've been doing a lot of thinking. Look at me. We should probably be naming the schmuck board episodes what the name of the course is, so that it's not just some stupid name and then no one has any idea.
Yeah.
But what the episode's about.
It was good fun, like in a group environment and just people expressing their thoughts and opinions on the golf course and everything else involved with the schmuck board.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Did we want to quickly touch on the FedEx Cup?
Wouldn't it just be nice to play like this guy?
Any of these guys.
Victor Hovland.
Here's me talking about fatigue, and Rory still hits 14 under with a bad back.
Oh, God.
But go on, Victor. So
Victor, the Norwegian, pockets himself for, $24 million from the FedEx?
No, I think it's 18 from that tournament.
Oh, I thought that might have just been.
But he won, I think he won $24 million this year. I think that was his year winnings.
Yeah. But
he's only 26.
Something I did want to touch on with the Hov, the Hoover, was that he last year, I don't know if you've heard about it, but I think after last year's Ryder Cup, Victor Hovland said in an interview, he was saying how he was basically really shit at his short game and putting. Like he basically came out and said he's probably the worst on tour.
Wow.
At his short game.
Yeah,
And
right.
I think what one of the guys, I think it's Luke Donald, who was the captain of the right Europeans Ryder Cup team,
Yeah.
said his short game and putting let him down. And Victor told him that he just wasn't clutch enough. And then he's just gone away and just put in the work on his short game, and isn't it paying off?
Yeah, absolutely. We get in the FedEx Cup, which is at East Lakes.
Yeah.
He shot a 68, a 64, a 66, and a 63 for a total of 27 under.
Insane.
Yeah. Xander Schauffele, who came second
Yeah.
on 22 under, in an interview afterwards said, "I've never been more entertained to lose."
Really? How
It's
good is
like
that?
he's like, "I'm so happy to come second to that. That was incredible."
What a, yeah, like they seem like good mates as well.
Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, you're seeing a class act. You just go, oh, what are you going to do here to beat this bloke?
I mean, the weekend before he shot a 61 at the BMW Championship. I mean,
Yeah.
some of the scores he's putting out is just unreal.
Yeah, he's having a run for sure.
He's having a run.
Right into the year to have the run as well, right? Where all the big money's at.
He's on fire. So, I mean, what's next for him though? Where does he go from here? So,
Just comes back, Ryder Cup, and then comes back. Oh, do you see Brooks got in the Ryder Cup team as a captain's pick?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Justin
huge.
Thomas as well. So I'm not across how that works, and maybe we should look it up and
Yeah, look,
discuss it again.
I don't want to sort of
But
say anything, make myself sound like an idiot, because I've actually never watched much Ryder Cup action. What about you?
no, dude, none.
Not too.
None. Yeah, I'm just intrigued as to how the pick works, right? Because Justin Thomas has had pretty bad run into the tail end of the year. So he didn't automatically qualify, but then now he's been pulled in as a captain's pick. So
I just don't know how that all works.
yeah, I have no idea. Oh, here we go. This is Hovland's season earnings, 33.5 million per event, 1.457 per hole, 19,600 per shot, $5,100.
Oh, that's insane. Have a look at this team though. Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, Sam Burns, and Koepka.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get around it this year. I was standing in a. Where was I the other day? I was in a shop or like a queue at a food store or something like that. And I overheard a guy saying he's flying to Europe just to watch the Ryder Cup.
It's huge. I
Yeah.
know it. Could be a good one to get around. So that's this weekend, is
Maybe
it?
just put it on the radar quietly for future reference. Sneak over
What?
for a Ryder Cup, mate.
It's out there. It's out there.
Manifest it and it'll come.
It would be nice to do some resort golf. I remember the golf course that we played at in Fiji for your wedding. Do you remember that golf course?
That was just at the Shangri-La, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just,
Yeah.
it felt like such a nice place to be. Just Fiji on the water, nice open fairways, like forgiving golf course, just nice, good fun. And that's the kind of golf that I'd like to play.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely keen to do some resort golf. Absolutely.
That'd
But
be
yeah, we'll
good
tee it
fun.
up. We'll get back to Horizons. We'll give you some redemption. I just want to quickly bring up an interview thing that I sent you earlier this week. I don't know if you remember it, the Victor Hovland one. He's talking about how like the worst case scenarios of like, okay, cool, if I play this shot and it goes in the water, like, yeah, that's worst case scenario, but you have a choice whether you want to react to that shot in a negative way or in like a way that's going to affect the next few shots or holes, or do you want to just forget it and move on? So
yeah,
I feel like that might be a good one for you, mate.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. I think I recently saw that. I'm not sure where. I think it might be on our Instagram, but he seems like a good player to study, like just to, yeah, just enjoy. He looks like he's just really enjoying himself out there, no matter how he's playing. He just looks like he's just happy to be there. And I think that I heard in an interview, like, well, someone was saying, like, oh, my God, you've just won, you know, 20 million. He's like, at the end of the day, he just wants to just enjoy golf, and he's not that concerned about the money. He's like, yes, I'm happy that I can, you know, have a safe place for my kids, when my eventual kids, when I have them, and I can set them up and they can be, you know, looked after. But he's like, at the end of the day, I just want to get out there and enjoy my golf. That's just
what, yeah.
Like, he seems like just a really down to earth, thoughtful person.
Yeah. Well, it's, we've been saying it the whole way through. It's all about the mindset, and it looks like he's all over it. So,
yeah.
Oh.
So where to from here? So have you got like any golf happening for you in the foreseeable future? What are your feelings after the last weekend?
I'm keen to get back out there. It's just a matter of timing for me at the moment, but
yeah,
I'm also kind of keen to give my body a rest, because I'm pretty sore this week.
Yeah. Dude, Monday, Tuesday, I was walking around. I'm like, oh, my hip and my lower back. I'm like, oh, is this old age? I hope it's not. I hope it's,
yeah.
2 days of golf. But yeah, I was stiff and sore. I was moving around pretty badly.
Yeah, I tried to swing a club in the backyard, and it wasn't real pretty on Monday afternoon.
Yeah, I just had my first couple of swings in the living room after the weekend.
Yeah.
Why was it not feeling like that? But I am playing this weekend.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So heading out.
We're at Emerald Downs.
Heading out Sunday afternoon with the father-in-law and Ellie. The three of us are going to head out just for a Sunday Arvo Niner.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. I think it'd be good just to get out there and just bury it.
Redeem yourself. Just try not lose another 12 balls.
Yeah. Look, I'm surprised I still have golf balls from the weekend. Like, that was a plus. And
I lost 11.
Oh, mate, I stopped counting.
Far out. I lost 11 between three games.
But just, hey, quickly, speaking of golf balls, we do owe a huge thank you to our friend
and
Chris Rowe, who was a part of the Christmas Bush episode, which will be coming out soon. But he rocked up to the place we're staying with some three-putt schmuck golf balls, our very first piece of merch.
Which I think he donated two of to Horizons on Sunday. So
you're welcome, Horizons.
Yeah, if anyone goes out there and finds them, that's what's going on.
If we head out there later this year and find one of those, that would just be the story of the year, wouldn't it?
That'd be unreal. That'd be excellent.
Yeah. But yeah.
Did you have any questions to wrap up with?
No, I didn't, mate. What about you?
Nah, nothing. Sorry, mate.
Look, it's been nice to get on here and, 4 days after our last one, and just have a chat. You do face-to-face, person-to-person, and
have a little debrief.
A little bit of a debrief.
It's all right, mate. We'll get there. Or we won't. Anyway, let's turn it off.
Adios.
See you, bud.
Adios.
If you enjoyed this, give us a rating and a follow so you can keep up to date with all the latest.
All the latest being Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and most recently, Threads account. So, schmucks, get around there. Schmucks.